What's up, guys? Obviously, a big game this week. Watching the film Monday, the game against St. Louis, saw a lot of good things. I think a lot of things that we can continue to build on and move forward from. And we understand that this game, obviously, if we don't win this one last week, doesn't mean a whole lot. And I think everyone's focused. You can feel it in the locker room. It's almost like a playoff atmosphere for us. And it's going to be a hostile environment, obviously, as a team that with a great record, tough place to play. They're playing for a lot. They're playing for a bye and home field advantage, and so they got a lot on their plate, and we know they're going to be focused, and it's going to be a fun one. I mean, it means a lot for this whole team. It means a lot for me. I mean, it's probably the biggest game of my career, and we're excited for it.
What stands out to you schematically about the Texans' defense?
I mean, they're different. I mean, you know, it's a 3-4 that we're going to try to treat differently than a 3-4. A lot of man coverage. Some quarters and some other stuff they'll mix in, but. You know, they don't do a whole lot. They're not a whole lot differently schematically, but they're really good at what they do, obviously. And they create turnovers. And it's going to be – we're going to have to have a great week of preparation and put in a lot of extra work to get ready for this.
For sure. You're going to have to win some of those one-on-one battles outside just to keep them honest and keep them off Adrian.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, we expect them to play man coverage, and the defensive backs are good at it. And we're going to have to win outside and – obviously, I think their number one goal is going to be to stop Adrian, obviously. And so we're going to have to take advantage of that in the passing game, and we'll see what they end up doing.
How unique is what they do with J.J. Watt, just in the way they move him around? You don't see a lot of defensive ends in 3-4 get that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best players in the NFL, especially at his position. And they're going to try to create him and put him in different spots to create plays. And whether he's inside at a tackle position or outside in the end and standing up or he's down, I mean, he's creating a lot of plays. Obviously, he's getting pressure, but he's also knocking balls down, and he's a guy that we definitely have to count for.
Your touchdown on Sunday, if that play goes as designed, what's supposed to happen there?
The coverage we got, they end up doubling Kyle, and so we're probably going to end up going to Jenkins on the outside, and hopefully he looked like he was going to end up winning, but broke down, and I got smacked right in the face, and somehow I got out of there and scored.
The face mask or side of the head that you got?
I thought it was a face mask. I don't know. But I just got smacked. He hit me pretty good. But then I guess my dive. A lot of people made fun of my dive. I don't know why. But yeah, worked out, I guess.
What was the value of finishing that drive off? Obviously, the 4th-and-1 was huge at that stage.
It was big. 4th down, I mean, obviously we loved Coach going for it as players. I mean, we loved that. And he took the risk. And we converted, which was big. And then – for us to get 3rd and 5, 3rd and goal from right on the 5 or the 4, whatever it was, and it was important for us to convert because he allowed us to convert on that 4th down. We knew that winning on the road is hard, and for us to do it, we have to start fast, and it was crucial to finish that first drive. The defense did what they had to do on their offense's first drive, and it was important for us to do the same. And luckily, we were able to punch it in and start from a good spot.
How important was it for you too, seeing guys like John Carlson, Stephen Burton step up?
Big. Those are guys that obviously we're trying to implement in this game plan. And for John, obviously we keep trying to get him the ball, and he had a couple great catches. And he's going to be a big part of this offense. We're going to keep utilizing him. And Stephen Burton, that 3rd and 14 on that first drive for him to catch the ball, he had a back shoulder because the linebacker was running out in the slant, and he caught it and gained a couple more yards. And that was crucial. And those guys are stepping up and making plays. And we have a lot of depth at every position, and we're going to keep needing guys like that to keep stepping up.
You came back to Steven on the 3rd and long play, the slant again, and the corner was basically squatting on that.
Yeah, he did. Should have seen. We saw a lot on film that they kept getting beat on isolated slants backside, and safety kind of lined up towards the hash, and they ran over the top, so I had the corner to jump in, and I tried to get out quick. I got to see the corner first before letting that ball go, and fortunate for us, he dropped it.
Though, running a lot of in-breaking routes, isn't it? That eventually those guys are squatting on.
And especially when they have safety help over the top, it allows them to do it, and so that's something I got to see.
Nice luxury to have a kicker that's good from anywhere inside of 60,
yeah.
Pretty much.
It's unbelievable. For us as an offense, I mean, for us to just cross a certain threshold on the field and know that there's a good chance the ball getting put in the uprights and getting some points on the field is big for us and takes a lot of pressure off of us. Guy's done an unbelievable job. He's not playing like a rookie at all and handling pressure ever since the game won against Jacksonville to tie it up at the end of the game. He's doing unbelievable, and we're excited to have him. We're lucky that we scooped him up on this team and no one else did.
Christian, you talked about how this is the biggest game of your career. It calls into question your decision to get married the week before, is that not a distraction?
No, not at all. I mean, it hasn't deterred anything from what I did routine every Monday and Tuesday. I was in here and got my film work in, and it wasn't. I mean, obviously it's a big deal, but it wasn't a distraction at all. it's a tough question. I mean, I like being drafted number one. We'll see how this marriage thing goes. Is this on film? Is this on camera? Yeah, good. That's what people ask me. That would have been good, right? I could be like a pro wrestler or something. No, I did not, though.
Was this Monday?
It was, yeah.
Did you take anybody go with you?
No, from the courthouse. You know, we try to keep the tension away from us and just went over to Wisconsin and had it done. So it was quick, but it was good.
Why, a lot of Minnesota fans got to wonder, why did you have to go to Wisconsin?
We tried to limit the attention on us, and I know that probably the state of Minnesota isn't happy about it, but whatever. I mean, we're going to have a big ceremony sometime in the off season and be able to enjoy it, and hopefully some people from Minnesota will be able to be down there.
I'm trying to soften up JJ from
Houston. Yeah. That might be a good plan. I'm going to have to talk to him before the game. Might have to send him an invite or something.
Speaking of that, were your parents there? Were her parents there, or was it just totally a...
No, just us. Just us.
Time for a couple more. You had to know it was going to get out, though, right?
We were hoping not. That wasn't the plan.
Registered at Nike?
Registered what? Nike. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Get some good gifts.
Honeymoon plans.
Not yet. They'll be down the road. I mean, obviously, like we said, I mean, it's such a big game this week, and I mean, it was a good thing that happened, but it's not going to be a distraction. And I'm still putting in the time that I did Monday and Tuesday, and for the rest of the week. And I mean, I understand no one outside of myself. I mean, understands how big of a game this is for myself and this team, and it's important for me.
What was behind the timing of it for you?
I mean, it was important for us to get it done before the holidays, and some a lot of personal reasons that went into it. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.